It's Thursday and a quarter to two in the afternoon, and I think it's about time I got off my backside and went and walked Louis. Some Thursdays I can excuse myself because at 12:30 on every second Thursday I am one of the team recording the podcast Irish Talkers. But today I haven't got any good enough excuse, I suppose. Not that I feel I really need one, but I went to bed quite late last night. I'm rather hooked on a TV series called Broad Church. And woke up, 7 o'clock in the morning, decided it was no time to get out of bed unless I needed to, and promptly went back to sleep until 9:45. Podcast sent me to sleep. Then I came downstairs and did housework. Had a cup of tea. And then had a cup of coffee. And then sent, I don't know how many WhatsApp messages. Went and looked in Facebook to see were there any direct messages to me. Then I put a post onto a public group for Toastmasters, although you're meant to be, maybe you must be, a member of Toastmasters International to pose something. So I posed a question all about the cost of going to the Toastmasters International Convention in Vancouver in August. And I also went through rather a long process trying to work out what it would cost me to fly from Dublin to Vancouver and then fly from Vancouver to Winnipeg. And I didn't bother checking out how I would get from Winnipeg to Brandon in Manitoba. But that's an ongoing issue for me. I tried to arrange two interviews, which I'd like to do before the end of Friday, but at least one of them. And thank goodness I have been able to do an interview with somebody who lives in Chelmsford in Essex, who is a member of Toastmasters and whom I met on Sunday for the first time at one Toastmasters club, and Wednesday, yesterday, at another Toastmasters club, both online, and who I got on very well with. What else did I do? I mentioned the housework, tidying the kitchen. I obviously fed the cat. I fed the dog. And that's all I've done today. Oh yes, I made a list of things that I have to do today. Oh yeah, I've done two of them out of five. Yes, I haven't yet unpacked the printer. Bought a new printer recently, one that is meant to do thousands and thousands of copies, because I got fed up with the low number of copies that the previous printer. You know how a printer often costs less than the ink? Ink is the big expense. What do I have to do also? Contact a plumber. Yeah. There we are. I've been given some things to do by my dear wife who's away, and I've given myself some things to do. So this is back to the studio on this Thursday, and I suppose in 1 year's time or 20 years' time, somebody can dig up this recording and say, this is what one man did in Cork, Ireland, during his lifetime, while he was a mature citizen. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this little interlude. And, I forgot. I listened to two podcast episodes. One from a podcast called The Daily, from New York Times, and another one, whatever the London Times one is, The Story, I think it's called. So, I better go back to the studio.